Our reading today is from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 12, and it's about anxiety, worry, and coveting, wanting something that belongs to somebody else. When there were gathered together myriads of the crowds, so that they trampled one another, he began to say to his disciples, "Beware principally of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither secret that shall not be known. Therefore, whatever things you have said in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in closets shall be preached on the housetops. And I say to you, my friends, fear not them who kill the body, and afterwards have no more that they can do. But I forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him who has authority after he has killed to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for two Assyria? And not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. And I say to you, whoever shall confess me before men, him also shall the Son of Man confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whoever shall say a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven to him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you to the synagogues and rulers and authorities, be not anxious how or what you shall respond or what you shall say, for the Holy Spirit shall teach you in that hour what things you ought to say. Now, one of the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who has set me as a judge or a divider over you?" And he said to them, "See and guard against avarice, for no one's life consists in the excess of his belongings." And he told them a parable, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he reasoned within himself, saying, 'What shall I do? Because I have nowhere to gather my fruits.' And he said, 'This will I do. I will take down my barns and build greater ones. And there I will gather all my produce and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast many goods laid up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'Senseless one, this night do they require thy soul of thee. And whose shall those things be that thou hast prepared? So is he who treasures up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God.' And he said to his disciples, 'On this account I say to you, be not anxious for your soul, what you shall eat, nor for the body, what you shall put on. The soul is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens, that they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouses nor barn, and God nourishes them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add to his stature one cubit? If then you are not able to do that which is least, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They labor not, neither do they spin. But I say to you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And if God so clothed the grass in the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more shall he clothe you, O you of little faith? Seek not what you shall eat or what you shall drink, and be not unsettled. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows you have need of these things. But seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Amen." Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.